This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are about half as many people working in American manufacturing today as there were a generation ago. There's been some comeback the past couple of years, and a report out today suggests the biggest change actually has been in the geography of American industry. Dan Bobkoff has that story.
Bruce Katz of the Brookings Institution puts it this way.
Manufacturing is back.
How far has it come back? Well, 3.1% more jobs since 2010. But that increase is enough to celebrate after years of manufacturing job losses. But the big story here is where and what those jobs are. The Brookings Institution is out with a study on the location of manufacturing jobs. And here's a surprise. That long shift of factories from the Midwest to the South appears to have stopped. In the last 2 years, Katz says the Midwest gained manufacturing jobs twice as fast as the South.
The Midwest is having just a rebound of major proportions.
Some of that's from the auto bailout, but also clusters of companies, colleges, and governments in the Midwest supporting sectors like plastics. And increasingly, different regions are becoming more specialized. The South is now a hub for chemicals, for instance. Katz wants government policy that supports those regional specialties and the highly paid jobs that come from advanced manufacturing. But economist Enrico Moretti of UC Berkeley doesn't think it makes sense to focus policy specifically on manufacturing. Instead,
I think we should have policies that favor job growth in general in the U.S.
And he's not optimistic these manufacturing job gains the last 2 years are more than a blip.
Just a bounce back from two really terrible recession years that preceded those years.
So hold the champagne for now. In Cleveland, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.